This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad takes stock from the concerned authorities regarding the damage caused by magnitude 6 earthquake in eastern part of the country. Metro Meet Nepal concludes issuing 7-point Common Pokhara Manifesto. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky orders civilians to evacuate the Donetsk region. Now, the news in detail. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad has taken stock from the concerned district administration office and the head of the security agency regarding the damage caused by the magnitude 6 earthquake in Khotang and the rescue work to be done. Home Minister Khad telephoned Chief District Officer of Khotang, Surya Prasad Sedai, Chief District Officer of Bhojpur, Hari Prasad Ghimire, Chief Deputy Inspector General of Nepal Police Province 1, Sudip Giri, and Chief Deputy Inspector General of Armed Police Force, Kamal Giri, to get information about the damage caused by the earthquake and rescue. He instructed the Chief District Officers and Security Chiefs to rescue the injured and relocate those in need. The police said that the complete details of the damage are yet to be ascertained and the process of understanding the extent of the damage is still ongoing. An earthquake measuring 6 on the Richter scale had hit the eastern districts of the country this morning. According to the National Seismology and Research Center, the tremor was felt at 8:13 a.m. this morning with its epicenter at Martim Birta of Sakela Rural Municipality in Khotang District. The jolt was felt in Kathmandu Valley as well. The meeting of mayors, deputy mayors and chief administrative officers of 6 metropolitan cities of the country, Metro Meet Nepal, organized by Pokhara Metropolitan City, ended by issuing a 7-point Common Pokhara Manifesto last evening. The mayor of Pokhara Metropolitan City, Dhanaraj Acharya, said Metro Meet Nepal identified the common challenge of all 6 metropolises as waste management, and added that the conference focused on how to make services, work, actions and development and construction work that flows from the metropolitan level more robust, strong and qualitative. At the conference, the mayor of Lalitpur Metropolitan City, Chiri Babu Maharjan, said that there is a need for good coordination between the 3 tiers of the government in heritage conservation. Mayors, deputy mayors and chief administrative officers of all 6 metropolitan cities participated in the conference. The Lafa section under the Karnali corridor has been damaged due to rain halting transportation for a week now. As a result, trucks carrying goods and passenger vehicles have been stuck midway. The road has been muddy due to rain causing vehicles to get stuck. Locals complain the road has been closed for a week now, but initiatives in the opening of the road are yet to be taken. The local administration says although the local government has taken initiatives in opening the obstructed road, the search for the equipment needed to clear the roadway is underway. One person died on the spot when a jeep met with an accident in Kanaka Sundari Rural Municipality 1 in the Sinza area of Jumla this morning. The jeep was heading towards Mugu from Surkhet. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police Narendra Chand of District Police Office Jumla, the deceased has been identified as 25-year-old Deepak Tiruwa of Rara Chayanath Municipality 2 in Mugu District. The jeep driver Dal Bahadur Buddha, who was injured in the incident, is being treated at Karnali Institute of Health Sciences in Jumla. There were 5 other passengers in the jeep who are reportedly unhurt. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast rainfall is likely to continue in most parts of the country until coming Tuesday. Meteorologist Hira Bhattarai said due to the active monsoon system, there are chances of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in many parts of the country till next Tuesday. There is a possibility of heavy rain in 1 or 2 places of Province No. 1, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. Monsoon is likely to become more active in the eastern part of the country for the next 3 days. At present, there is a partial to moderate rain in few places of province number 1, with light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces. The weather is likely to be normal to fully cloudy in the mountainous areas of the country and partial to normal cloudy in the rest of the country tonight. Furthermore, there will be light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in few places of the hilly areas of the country and heavy rain in one or two places of Madhya province tonight. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has ordered all civilians still living in the parts of the eastern Donetsk region under Ukrainian control to evacuate. Speaking during a late-night address from Kiev, Mr. Zelensky warned of an intensification of fighting. The region has seen heavy clashes amid a slow advance by Russian forces who are already in control of large parts of Donetsk. Mr. Zelensky's interventions comes as Russia invited United Nations and Red Cross officials to investigate the death of 50 Ukrainian prisoners of war in another part of the Donetsk region held by Russian-backed separatists. It is not the first time the Ukrainian authorities have told people to leave the area. According to Ukrainian estimates, between 200,000 to 220,000 civilians still live in the unoccupied area of Donetsk. An evacuation notice from the government warned the coming winter would make things worse, especially for children. US and Chinese officials have said Chinese rocket debris has crashed on Earth over the Indian and Pacific Oceans. China's space agency said most remains of the Long March 5 burned in the atmosphere, identifying the Sulu Sea in the Pacific as the re-entry location. Earlier, space experts had said the probability of the rocket landing in a populated area was extremely low. The uncontrolled return of the rocket's core stage has raised questions about responsibility of space junk. There have previously been calls by NASA for the Chinese space agency to design rockets to disintegrate into smaller pieces upon re-entry, as it is the international norm. This latest launch carried the second of three modules to China's space station. China began constructing the space station in April 2021 with the launch of the Tianhe module, the main living quarters. China hopes its space station Tiangong will be complete by the end of 2022. Brazil and Spain have recorded the first monkeypox death. A 41-year-old man in Brazil had become the first fatality from the virus outside Africa. Spain announced two deaths soon afterward, the first in Europe. Last week, the World Health Organization, WHO, declared the monkeypox outbreak a global health emergency. But infections are usually mild and the risk to the general population is low. Brazil has so far reported 1,066 confirmed cases and 513 suspected cases of the virus. Shortly afterward, Spain's health ministry confirmed Europe's first death from the virus. The monkeypox virus is a member of the same family of viruses as smallpox. Although it is much less severe, and experts say chances of infection are low. It occurs mostly in remote parts of the Central and Western African countries near tropical rainforest. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad takes stock from the concerned authorities regarding the damage caused by magnitude 6 earthquake in eastern part of the country. Metro Beat Nepal concludes issuing 7-point common Pokhara manifesto. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky orders civilians to evacuate the Donetsk region. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.